Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome and good morning to another worldwide broadcast transmission of the Power Hour. This is Ted Brower, your host for February the 24th, 2015. Wow, what a power-packed hour we just had with Dave Hodges. What an incredible lineup we've got today. We've got L.A. Marzulli coming up next. L.A. is the author of the Nephilim Trilogy, which I have read. The Nephilim Trilogy made the CBA bestseller list and continues to thrill readers after a decade of the first book. Marzulli received an honorary doctorate from Pacific International University. His work on the Nephilim Trilogy. This goes on and on and on and on. He's got a bunch of new stuff that he's doing now, a bunch of new DVDs. We're going to talk about that in just a second. And he has lectured on this fascinating subject, presenting his exhaustive research at conferences and churches. And I'm going to say this again, and I'm going to say it because I say it all the time. It's just in case anybody knows and doesn't know how I feel, it's this. If you don't understand what happened with the Nephilim, if you don't understand what happened in Genesis chapter 6, if you don't understand what happened with Osiris and all this stuff from the ancient Egyptian stuff and all of this all the way through the Sabbatane Satan group of the 1600s and how it's affected us with the one all-seeing eye, the cult of the all-seeing eye, if you don't know what's going on with all of this, you cannot understand global and geopolitical politics. You have to look at what's going on from a national scope, international scope, and a satanic worldview, because they're bringing us into a Luciferian doctrine, a Luciferian control, New World Order. That's where this whole thing's trying to go, just like the book of Revelation says it's going to. L.A., welcome back to the Power Hour. It's my pleasure to have you on, my young friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Ted. Appreciate it.
Real quick, tell them about your new material. I know I've watched your two DVDs. They're excellent. I've watched your book. They're also available at the Power Hour website. What's their names, L.A., and tell me what's in those books and CDs.
Well, on the Trail Nephilim Volume 1, on the Trail Nephilim Volume 2, the basic premise behind the books is simply this, that when Joshua and Caleb go into what is known as the Promised Land, there are what we believe Nephilim tribes are there. And there's a mandate from the loving, holy God of the Bible, which tells Joshua and Caleb to wipe everyone out. Now, that's genocide, unless we're looking at something else. Now, you know, biblical scholars have looked at this passage. It's controversial. I understand it. Some will say that the sin of the Amorites or the Rephaim or these so-called Nephilim tribes is so great. But if they're Nephilim, and the text seems to indicate that they are, and we hear them called Nephilim in earlier passages in the Genesis account. So by the time we do get up to Numbers, that's what's in the land. I've written about this extensively in the Cosmic Chess Match. The bottom line is this. If they're there, if they are Nephilim tribes and they're being wiped out, is it possible that there was a diaspora where these Nephilim tribes fled the area? And, of course, that's what we believe has happened. They fled northward into Europe, came over here across, you know, the sort of island hop, whatever, from England and then Nova Scotia and into the down into the Ohio Valley. Some of them went on boats, and Thor Heyerdahl proved this with his best-selling book, Kon-Tiki, and then later on Ra. You can make a papyrus reed boat and sail out the Mediterranean. You wind up in the Gulf of Mexico with pretty much doing nothing, just let the trade winds carry you. Others perhaps went down the Red Sea and out the sort of the back door of the Middle East and into the Pacific and wound up in South America. The bottom line is, if this is true, then are there artifacts here which would boast that theory, or boost that theory, I should say. And the bottom line is, and this is what's incredible, yes, there are. And there has been a deliberate cover-up by the powers that be, who are ardent Darwinists, to cover up some of these artifacts, everything ranging from the giant skeletons we hear about to metallic artifacts to stones which have what appear to be Paleo-Hebrew writing on them. And all these objects are incredibly controversial. So being on the trail, Volume 1 and 2, we went down to Peru. And what we saw there was absolutely incredible. We saw elongated skulls. Are they Nephilim tribes? We don't know. We conjecture that they are Nephilim tribes.
These Paracas people... Hang on one second, L.A. We're coming back from the break real quick. Also, we need to get Scott to redo your connection. We've got a lot of static on the line. Stay tuned. Right back with L.A. Marzulli.
Bye. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells. But as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My guest, Ellie Marzulli, one of the favorite guests on the show, talking about the Nephilim, what's going on as far as with the New World Order, how it all ties together with the elongated skulls and this bloodline, I guess, of the Nephilim or the fallen angel bloodline. His material is available at the Power Hour Mall. I need you to go there today. They've got a bunch of his material. They've got his DVDs. They've got his books. I want you guys to buy them out today. I have looked at the DVDs. I've watched them in their entirety, and I have read the book, and they are all excellent. I highly recommend that you get them. Well, LA, you know, we talk about these fallen angels having sex with women and developing this hybrid bloodline thousands of years ago. There's also another thing that I believe we call the panspermia, in which we believe that, you know, goes back to what happened with Zechariah Sitchin as far as the old Sumerian text, in which he felt as though that we were created by aliens to be slaves, I guess, to harvest gold, which I'm not even sure if any of that stuff's even accurate, because it goes back so many tens of thousands of years, and whether or not it's even an accurate account that was written at that time or something that was just made up later, who in the world knows. But how do you feel about the panspermia? Does it hold any water at all? Because I really like the biblical account of what happened a lot better, because it makes a lot more sense and it really seems to tie in with the current archaeological finds.
Well, what's interesting about the whole panspermia paradigm, which is being foisted on the public constantly. Look at the Ancient Alien series, which is now, I think, in its seventh season on the History Channel. And what people don't understand is panspermia is being promulgated in the movies and TV shows that we watch on a daily basis. When Ben Stein in his classic movie, Expelled, No One Tell intelligence announced sits down with Richard Dawkins and poses the question, where did the first self-replicating molecule come from? Dawkins has no answer. Stein throws him an intellectual lifeline and says, well, how do you think it could happen? And then Dawkins responds thusly and says, well, it could have happened this way. Millions of years ago, a race of highly advanced extraterrestrials created us and then seeded us through the galaxies. That's panspermia. That's all he's got. And that, of course, is really, when you think about it, intellectually dishonest, because he has no idea how any of this started, nor does anyone else, as he correctly points out. But because we believe in the biblical paradigm, because we have a personal relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus, the Messiah, we begin to look at the totality of Scripture, and we realize that everything that was made through Yeshua, through Jesus. The Gospel of John tells us that all things were made through him and by him. So we've got an answer. All the other side of the aisle has is that we were seated here. What people don't understand, when I say the other side of the aisle, the people that are believing in the whole extraterrestrial thing, the Zechariah Sitchins of the world, the Eric Von Daniken of the world, with all due respect, we all agree that the phenomena, the UFO phenomenon, is real, burgeoning, and not going away. We all agree on that. Here's where we part company. Who's behind it? They're saying it's extraterrestrial. We're saying it's interdimensional entities which are coming through these gateways, these portals. And they are, as Jacques Vallée, who some would posit, is the father of modern-day ufology. These are, in his words, messengers of deceptions. And, of course, I completely follow that line of thinking. That's what's going on. That's what the research points out to, in my opinion.
Well, you know, Linda Moulton has been doing a lot of this, like you said, on the alien stuff that they're doing on the History Channel, and she's gone into detail on the panspermia and has just pretty much discounted the creation view whatsoever as far as
completely.
The Bible.
Sure.
And sadly, you know, she doesn't have any answers besides that, and it seems as though she's wandering, because this last video that I watched her do, because she's really articulate. She's been in this thing with the cattle mutilations all the way back into the 70s, so she's been around for a long time. She basically says it's about souls, about the souls of men. Well, it says in the book of Revelation in the latter days that they will be trafficking in the souls of men. Tell me about the importance of the soul and why that's something that these guys are after, these Nephilim are after, and what separates us from these animals, and why the soul is so important to them, L.A.?
Well, it all goes back into, you know, what you just said. They're trafficking in the souls of men. The fallen one, Lucifer, Satan, wants to steer as many people as he can away from the kingdom of Messiah. That's the bottom line here. We are involved in a cosmic war. This war has been raging in an unseen dimension, and it is for the souls of men and women. I mean, that's what it's for. There are people that willingly sell their soul or give their soul for the riches. And we know this is true because when Jesus is tempted by the fallen one, Satan, and he's taken up to a high place in a twinkling of an eye, and by the way, I believe that's literal, and a moment of time sees all the kingdoms of the world, and the fallen one offers them to him if he will only worship him. So Jesus just passes on that and says, you know, I'm not doing that, and it goes on from here. The bottom line is they are his to offer. He truly is the ruler of this world, and he traffics in souls. The entire music industry, don't believe me, go back and look at the satanic underpinnings of this year's 2015 Katy Perry Super Bowl. Look at the satanic underpinnings of this year's Grammy Awards with Madonna, complete with Baphomet and satanic sacrifice of go-go. I mean, I blogged about this stuff. It is in your face. It's in our faces. We're so far down the rabbit hole, Ted, it's alarming where we really are. The fallen one traffics in souls, and this is where it's all going. He's trying to get as many as he can away from the Most High God. And, of course, we know from Scripture that God does not want anyone to perish. So it's a free will choice. God's not sentencing anyone. It's a free will choice. People willingly give their lives over in one way or another to the fallen one or to the Messiah. We're either slaves to sin or slaves to righteousness, one or the other.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, we know that Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those whom he may devour. And we know that heaven's a real place, and this concept of hell that we have, we don't know how bad that really is, but we know that it's bad, okay? So here's the thing. are they taking the souls down to hell and basically eating on the souls as because he's a devourer of men's souls? I mean, and the soul doesn't die and we're being tortured that way. What are they doing with the souls? Or is that their energy source? Is that their food? I mean, explain that, L.A., because, I mean, that's one of those things that people are always asking me, and that just seems like an odd thing to even talk about.
Well, it's very bizarre, and of course, anything on our part is complete speculation, conjecture. We really have no idea what is going on with all this, and where people are taken and how they're taken. I don't believe that the enemy right now is in hell as we know it. We don't see that till the end of the tribulation, where the false prophet and the dragon is bound in a pit for 1,000 years, but he's not cast into the lake of fire. The false beast, you know, the false prophet and the beast are cast alive into the lake of fire. Everyone else, we know again from the book of Enoch and also from Jude, which talks about the watcher angels being chained in dark, gloomy prisons, that type of thing. Again, that's not the lake of fire, as we, or what we would call, you know, hell. Sheol is one of the compartments that we see mentioned, of course, in the Old Testament. But look, the bottom line is this, with all this stuff, we are looking at another dimension where the rules of what we have on planet Earth don't apply. I remember a few years back, someone sent me a very interesting email, and a woman was talking about a vision that she had, and she saw the Nephilim coming back on Earth again, and she described them as the soulless ones. Isn't that interesting? So the progeny of the fallen angelic host of heaven and the women of Earth are, in fact, called the soulless ones. And I realize, you know, people are trying to run up the flagpole. Jesus himself says angels do not marry. It doesn't say that they're sexless. He says they are not, will be like the angels where we're not given in marriage. Okay, I get that. But it doesn't say that they're sexless. And yet we see, and the ancient church fathers all knew exactly what this was, as did the rabbis, when the Genesis 6 passage it talks about the sons of God cohabiting with the daughters of men and creating this hybrid known as the Nephilim. And later, earlier on in Genesis 3, we see that stated, where we know that the Most High God is there in the garden with Adam and Eve. Next to him is the serpent, and he's telling them what's going to happen. Your seed, talking to the serpent, will be at enmity with the seed of the woman. And this sets up so everything, the entire cosmic war that we're in. Look, the Antichrist is going to be the seed of Satan himself. That's what's going to be. And so when it says the Nephilim are on the earth in those days and also afterwards means exactly what it says. And also afterwards. In other words, we're looking at multiple incursions.
Okay, also tell me about World War III and what this Nephilim stuff means and these people that are ruling the planet through this the Luciferian blood, I guess, and DNA that we're calling, that we're believing this, because we believe the word of God, so we know that they were there before and after the flood. So how's that affecting us with World War III? Is that just to simply reduce the population of the planet? Are there too many of us for them to hold on to now? I mean, what's going on with all this?
Well, some of the object, or look, if you go to the Georgia Guidestones in Georgia, there's sort of the Ten Commandments of the New Age. And one of those commandments is to keep the population under 500 million. I mean, that's literally one of the tenets of the Georgia Guidestones. There are billions of people on the planet. The planet is crowded. And the elites look at all this. They need a series of worker bees to keep things going. This is why the Hunger Games, movies like that, are so alarming. Because what it shows is it shows a two-class system. It shows the elites who are in charge and that everyone's serving the elites. When we go to some place like Peru, which I've been about 3 or 4 times now, what we see there is a two-class system. We see a 1% very, very wealthy who own most of Peru, and the rest of them very, very poor, two-class system. And what Americans don't understand is we are witnessing the dismantling of the American system as we know it, where the middle class is becoming lessened and used to be very powerful, no longer, and they are allowing thousands of illegal aliens across the borders on a monthly basis, so much so that it's alarming. What this will do is deliberately change the culture, and that's, it's deliberate. I mean, this is what they're trying to do. And the American people need to understand the tenuous times in which we live in and begin to push back with our congressmen and our senators and demand that there would not be amnesty, that in fact there would be deportation. Because the problem is these people come in and they, all they know is...
Say, L.A., we're coming to a hard rate. We've got to take it. We'll be right back. L.A. Barzulli, stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. My guest is the third hour is L.A. Barzulli. We're having a great time here talking about the Nephilim, talking about how it's tying into world events. We're also talking about how in the end times that the souls of men will be trafficked. David Icke has one book, A Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. I don't believe in everything David Icke says because he's kind of anti-Christian, sort of, well, kind of really. because he really doesn't understand what's going on as far as, you know, who Yeshua is. But the reality is he says that these fourth dimensional entities, these fallen spirits, these fallen demons, these angels or whatever you want to call them, these Nephilim that are still in this fourth dimension, they actually use the souls of men for energy, for food. And so I find that interesting because that's as good a plausible theory as any other plausible theory. But LA and I were talking about during the break about what's going on and how the entire world media is being controlled pretty much through the Rothschild banking cartel, which we've talked about repeatedly on the show, and how the AP wire and the Reuters wire are all being controlled by the same group of people. And what were you saying, LA? You had a blog on your website that showed there were like 14 different news stories. They were all identical from different parts of the world.
Well, it was all from the United States, and all these anchors were saying exactly the same byline. And it's just incredible the way the news is managed. You remember these talking heads that we see on the 5 o'clock news, on our local news TV, they're just reading off a teleprompter. They don't go out and get the news. They don't more than likely even talk about it. They're reading off a teleprompter. They're basically talking heads, paid actors and actresses. And this was a clip that Conan, the comedian, had on his late night show, which is really interesting. You know, here's a comedian trying to wake up the folks, and about 15 different clips, all, you know, from 15 different news agencies from all over the United States, all with exactly the same byline, which said, you don't need us to tell you that gas prices are back on the rise. They all say it in a slightly different way, but they all say the same byline. And that means that they're all being fed the same story. Who's feeding it to them? Why are gas prices back on the rise? And what people don't understand, the reason why the gas, all this is just, it's a rigged game. It's a shell game. The whole game is rigged. And all this is artificially created. It goes up and it goes down. It has nothing to do with supply and demand, which is what we're taught in economics. It has to do with the manipulation of the money supply and the greed and the avarice of some of these companies that are controlled by, you know, guess who? The bottom line is this. Russia is the world's second largest exporter of oil. And because the BRICS nations, which we talked about right before the breaks, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, are attempting to create a new default currency and move the world's global trade off the petrodollar. This is what's really going on. And so the U.S. and the powers that be have, this is why gas prices are artificially low. We have a glut. Baloney. It's like, what is the shortage of gas? Gas is almost $6 a gallon. I mean, the whole thing is manipulated. Every summer, the gas prices go up, and they rape the consumer. But now, you know, gas prices are at historic lows. Gee, I wonder why. Because we're pushing back against the BRICS nations because of the threat of the petrodollar. That's what's really going on here.
Your whole thing here, though, is that the bloodlines that are controlling the planet, these Luciferian bloodlines that have gone through a lot of the royalty and basic, and you know, in England and throughout the world, are the ones that are in charge of what's going on behind the scenes, including the Catholic Church, because we can't count them out. And all these people are doing all of this stuff to manipulate us, to bring us into a one world order under Lucifer through their bloodlines, through this Nephilim DNA, and they feel they're different than we are as far as they're not the same species that we are. Tell us how that all ties together with all of this, LA.
Well, I mean, look, we know from prophecy, from biblical prophecy, that at some point in time there's going to be a one-world government, a one-world religious system. That's what Scripture tells us. We also know that people wouldn't be able to buy, sell, or trade. In our Watchers 8 DVD that we did, and it was just unbelievable, like a cloak of secrecy. And it was incredible what we discovered. There was a man that we interviewed in Watchers 7 and Watchers 8 who claimed to have been abducted. Okay, that's fine. That's interesting. And people would laugh and scoff at that, specifically skeptics. However, the man had an implant. We did x-rays, CAT scans, Gauss meter. This implant gave off a radio frequency of 330 gigahertz. It showed up on an ultrasound machine. The day we went into the operating theater to take it out, I'm just cutting you the chase, or we couldn't find the thing. The chief surgeon sat there for an hour and 20 minutes with the wand of the ultrasound machine going over a 3-inch by 8-inch piece of skin on this man's leg where the implant supposedly was, and couldn't find it. One prayer, by yours truly changed all that, because the Lord told me to pray and do it now, the Holy Spirit. And I just said, Father, if there are forces that are cloaking this device, I pray that you would break their power and do it soon. Well, like what, a minute later, all of a sudden the object floats in on the screen. Everybody goes, what the heck is that?
Yeah, and you know, like, I saw it on the video that you did, the DVD. I want everybody to get a copy. We'll be right back with L.A. Barzulli for the Baptist Break.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back to the walk segment of the Power Hour. I'm going to open up the telephones right now because I want you guys to talk to L.A. The phone number here is 855-995-6923. I'm going to give you a little bit more time today to talk, because I mean, that's why I'm starting the phone calls early now. So if you want to talk to L.A. about the Nephilim Trilogy, his books, the CDs, you've heard him on Sid Roth, you've heard him on all these different medias, you've seen him on the History Channel, now is your chance to ask him a question. 855-995-6923. We're going to the phones immediately. First, we'll go ahead and let you guys answer them. We'll have to answer them first. They're all lighting up, so go ahead and just keep calling. And, you know, we were talking a second ago about how they're trying to close down the Internet. L.A., tell us what you know about that and what Obama's trying to do as far as putting his kill switch in and turning everything off.
Well, the Internet is the last bastion of free speech, where we actually can go and trade information. I mean, I don't watch the – I never watch mainstream television as far as news is concerned. I don't read any American papers per se. I get all my information off the Internet. I go to about 30 different sites on a daily basis, and I, you know, pick my lead story and blog about it, lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And it's a different story all the time. Everything from Nephilim, UFOs, what's happening in the Middle East, ancient prophecy, I mean, all sorts of stuff. You know, the blog is open, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, which basically covers everything on the planet. But the Internet, government wants to get in there and control it. Why? Because that's what they do. They control things. They legislate things. They don't create anything. They just restrict everything. They legislate and restrict and make it almost impossible to do anything. And that's what we see in America right now. Small business people are being penalized left and right. The tax burden on the American people is absolutely onerous. You know, Obama has signed more executive orders than all the presidents before him combined. Are you kidding me? This is how far down the rabbit hole we are. The country is being torn apart, and it's being done so deliberately. We know nothing about this president. We have no idea really who his real father is. He's never accomplished anything, never actually had a real job other than a community organizer. He has no idea of foreign policy, and that's becoming painfully evident when he calls ISIL a JV team, and ISIL is the tip of the spear, in my opinion, and will result in the conflagration known as World War III, and that's what we're looking at now. He, in fact, may be a Muslim, but the bottom line is this: by controlling the Internet, it takes the last bastion of free speech away from the people, because right now the media controls. See, this is what's at stake. The media controls everything that we see on the boob tube, but they can't control the Internet. And this is where people are going to get their news. This is why ratings are down on television. People will stop watching TV and go to the Internet and watch Netflix or watch what they want to watch on YouTube. And this is what's happening. This is incredible. It's like a revolution. And so the government sees this and they realize that they can no longer control the information, and that's alarming to them.
So you think the Satanic Bloodlines in your book, The Nephilim, Nephilim Trilogy, and the DVDs that are available at the Power Hour website go into detail in this and who's in control of the economy, who's really running the world, and why we're heading to the Book of Revelation at warp speed if we don't try to put a stop to it. Is that correct, L.A.?
Well, you know, look, we're definitely in the last days, in the end times. I don't know about heading there at warp speed, but we're definitely moving closer and closer every day. I mean, look, Yeshua, Jesus tells us, he gives us the signs of the coming, of his second coming. Wars and rumors of wars, famines and pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, troublesome times. Men faint from fear for what is coming upon the earth. I mean, the elect would be deceived if that were possible. Those are incredible, dire warnings, and yet for the most part, the church is completely ignorant as to what's going on, and instead we'll fight about what Bible we should read. It's just unbelievable. Absolutely
okay.
Unbelievable.
Forgive me for laughing, L.A., because you're absolutely right. Our pastor talked about this on Sunday. Let's go right to the phones. Annette, West Virginia, you're live on the Power Hour. You got a question for L.A. Marzulli.
Yes, Mr. Marzulli, I'm so happy that you brought the Nephilim issue to the forefront here, because they were the bad Elohim, but Adam, which is the father of the Adamic race, different from the other races that were previously in the earth, he was of the good Elohim. And if you go to Psalm 82:6, this is where the Father tells Israel, don't tell me I forgot it.
That's okay. Annette, thank you so much. We have so many phone calls. Go ahead, L.A. What do you think about what she's saying about Adam being a good Elohim and all this other stuff?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure where she's going with that. It's very interesting. I'd have to hear the rest of her, her theory or where, you know, what she's really trying to say. I'm not really sure. There are those who do believe in a pre-Adamic earth. I'm very familiar with all that. I'm not saying I believe in it. That's something I hold in the back burner. I just believe that the earth is far older than 6,000 years.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go to Lynn in Oklahoma. Lynn, you're live on the Power Hour. You got a question for L.A. Marzulli.
Yeah, thank you, L.A., for all the work you're doing. I just wanted to ask you real quick. You know, we're all familiar with the History Channel's Ancient Aliens and stuff. You know, we hear the verbiage ETs and technology. What if we just scratch out the word ETs and plug in the word demons? Would that be accurate?
That's exactly accurate. Just say fallen angels instead of demons, because the demons, in my opinion, are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim that were wiped out in the flood. Many, many people hold to that view. G.H. Pember, Clarence Larkin, Chuck Missler. I mean, many, many people hold to that view. Fallen angels are one thing, demons are the other. But yes, if you just shift the word, instead of ancient aliens, just say fallen angelic hosts, we're all on the same page.
One last question very quickly. I know there's a lot of calls. Are the global elite getting the technology that's filtering down to us? Is it coming from the dark side, essentially? Is that
yes.
What okay.
Yes, not all of it. Not all of it, but much of it is. Absolutely.
Praise God.
There you go.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it.
Well, he's saying that we know that the Jewish folks that were in charge of the the atomic bombs being released into Russia. The folks, what was the name of the spies who came in and basically disseminated that information?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they sent a lot of this stuff over there. And we know that the Nazis were all involved in working with the occult and into the fourth dimensional entities. We talk a lot about that, in different shows that we've talked about.
Sure.
And this is why I mentioned earlier in the first part of the show, I don't want to be a pawn in the game, like the book by William Carr, between the Jewish folks and the Muslim folks and the stuff. We as Christians need to take the authority that we've been given, L.A., and you're absolutely right, because the churches have been silenced. And we need to realize that, we've been given authority, and we're not of this world, but the Satan does run the planet, and we just need to take authority against all this stuff so we can stand firm in our belief structures that we have. What do you think about that?
Well, absolutely. Look, we know that we've read the end of the book, and we know where this
is going.
We know that the king returns with the armies of heaven on white horses, flying white horses, by the way, and we will destroy the work of the fallen one. He will destroy the work of the fallen one, and we with him on that day. And that's everything is pointing to that, where the warrior king finally comes back, and he rules from Jerusalem, not Kansas City. So, all this is literal, and it's written ahead of time, and yet people still really don't believe it.
Okay, let's go to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, you're live on the Power Hour. Go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Marzulli?
I'm well, Jerry.
To
yourself.
To you again. And I had a real quick question, well, a couple of them. The Hadron Collider, they're getting ready to activate that in March and turn that back on.
Yes.
Do you believe that they're getting ready to open up a humongous gateway portal? And also, the second question, all this mandatory vaccinations and shots, do you believe this Nephilim trash, do you believe that they're trying to alter everybody's DNA to basically phase us into what they are?
Well, here's the deal with the vaccines. It's like, look, we all had polio vaccines when we were kids. Okay, I get all that. But it's just like the Ebola scare. Remember that, like about 2 months ago? Ebola, 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 Ebola. That's all you heard about. It's a classic distraction move. So everybody's talking about Ebola. We had, two people die in this country of Ebola? Whoa. So that distracts everybody, just like Bruce Jenner is a distraction. You know what I'm saying? All these things are just, and when they really get desperate, they'll bring OJ back in, because that's always good, and that distracts the masses. It's bread and circus. That's what we get here. We get bread and circus. So the vaccine thing is just another distraction.
Well, it's obfuscation. That's exactly right. Now, the vaccines, Jerry, though, we have different things called, one thing called epigenetics. We can actually change our own DNA by eating GMO foods, and we can actually change our DNA by being injected with other types of viruses. We know that's all factual. I personally think they're trying to dumb us down. I don't know what they're trying to do as far as if they're trying to turn us into Nephilim. I don't think they are. I think it's the whole thing just orchestrated to dumb down the population, to allow the population to become into a greater sheeple-like trance. That's how I look at this whole thing, Jerry. Any other questions or comments, Jerry?
Also about the Hadron Collider, what Marzulli believes that they're trying to do with that.
Well, the Hadron Collider is very, very interesting, because a lot of speculation on this. It's an incredible undertaking. And are they opening? Can they open a Stargate with it? as some people postulate? Very, very possibly. The fact that they have Shiva, the destroyer, the Hindu god of, who's the god of, you know, of death, basically, the destroyer, a huge statue of him right outside where CERN is sort of alarming. I mean, these guys know what they're doing, and they're playing with fire, literally, in my opinion.
Well, they're basically doing, they're all, it all goes back to Aleister Crowley and the sex magic rituals and all the stuff that they were doing with the occult back in the early 19th century and the human sacrifice that they're doing and the childhood abductions and all this other crazy stuff, Jerry. But I believe also that they're using the Hellrun Collider to open up many wormholes to see what they can do, opening up different portals and different dimensions so they can study the different dimensions and see what's in them, I guess. They probably don't want to know what's in them, do they, L.A.?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jerry. Okay, we're going to go to West in Idaho. Go ahead, West in Idaho.
Yeah, two things there, Ted. I called creationtoday.org last week after Bradley. Dean had said no problem with Ken Hovind, but they told me that Ken Hovind is facing more charges March 2nd. He could be put away for another 20 years.
Oh, jeez.
And a question for your guest. What does Revelation 2:9 and 3:9 mean? There are those that say they are Jews, but are, in fact, synagogue of Satan.
Here we go. Well, that is completely taken out of context. Listen to what it's saying. There are those who say they are Jews, but are not. Get that? But are not.
Yeah.
And are the synagogue
of Satan. I think I know what it means. But go ahead.
It's not what you think it means.
Oh.
It's not the whole anti-Semitic rap that goes down, and the people that are in Israel right now are somehow not the Jews. That's not what it says at all.
Oh. Well, I'm only here. It's John 8:44, a multitude of nations, a blessing to the rest of the world. I will name you through Isaac, sons, Anglo-Saxons. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Hang on a second. I'm sorry, L.A. Go. I didn't mean to start yelling at you. What do you think about all this? Because, you know, we have a lot of rhetoric about that. And we know that the synagogue of Satan isn't necessarily going to be from a Jewish bloodline. We understand that, too. And so we have to understand that, you know, a lot of people look at scriptures and they say these things, they see these things, and they really need some clarification on that. So do you want to address that, or do you think you said enough on that one?
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the whole anti-Semitic thing that raises its ugly head, that people take that one thing, it's the work of Mr. Mars, and that scripture is completely taken out of context, has nothing to do with the rebirth of the nation of Israel. Never forget this, that Yeshua was a Jew. Never forget that. Never forget that the prophecies of Amos have become true now, as Israel has been regathered from its ancient home, from the four corners of the earth, and reestablished in its ancient homeland. Those are the children of Israel, and they are back in their ancient homeland.
Okay, let's go to Mary in New Jersey. Mary in New Jersey, you're live with L.A. Marzilli. You got a question?
Yes, I do. Did the exorcist Malachi Martin ever speak of this? Is that why he died? And is the Vatican involved in all of this? I'll take the answer off the air.
Sure. Thanks, look, the whole thing with Malachi Martin's death is for those of us who believe in conspiracies, there's some strange instances of Malachi Martin's death. When you read Winthrop Tauf, which is a novel, but talks about the fact that the fallen one, Satan, is alive and well and in the Vatican. And I realize, look, I'm not trying to bash Catholics here. That's the caveat. I'm not trying to do that at all. But there's an element in the Catholic Church and in the Protestant churches, which is, you know, to be, you know, quite blunt here, is Luciferic in nature. When we see the false, let me start with the Protestant stuff. When we see the false revival nonsense that we see and the false gifts of the Holy Spirit, nothing to do with the Holy Spirit, in my opinion, this is the Kundalini serpent power working through these people. It's a duality. They appear as one thing, but in reality, what's coming through them is not the Holy Spirit. It's not the Spirit of a living God. When we look at the Catholic Church, when we look at all the pedophilia and all the, you know, the sex cases which have come out in the last 20, 30 years, it is absolutely horrific what is going on. So there's guilt on both sides of the fence, as it were, and yet there's always a remnant, and God's people somehow get through, and there's always a people that will carry that word on to the next generation. However, I believe that we're in the end times, in the latter days.
So, LADC, how much longer do you think we have? Do you have any ideas on it? Are you talking 10 years, 20 years, 50 years? I mean, any idea how much worse we get in the United States before it starts getting any better? Is it going to get better in the U.S.?
I think things are coming down. I mean, I really do. I think things are coming down. I think we're going to see something this year. What that something is, I don't know. Collapse of a dollar. We got the blood moons. We got stuff going on in Israel. Look, Israel is surrounded by those who pose a direct existential threat to her existence. This is right out of the playbook. It's Psalm 83. You know,
let's go to Steve in Virginia. Steve in Virginia, you got a question for L.A. Marzulli.
Yes, hi. I was wondering, is it possible to give a little more detail on the Nephilim, the DNA, as it pertains to the Nephilim?
Well, I can.
Yeah, go ahead, LA. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting. We did. Lloyd Pye actually had, the late Lloyd Pye, actually took a sample of one of the skulls from Paracas and had it tested. And this is what came back. This is very inconclusive, so, you know, we can't jump up and down and say, oh, my gosh, but this is what the geneticist gave us. Whatever the sample label 3A came from, it had mitochondrial DNA with mutations unknown in any human primate or animal known so far. The data is very sketchy, though, and a lot of sequencing still needs to be done to recover the complete mitochondrial DNA sequence. But
hang on one second, LA, we're coming back to break. Final segment, LA Marzulli, your questions, call coming up. Final break, stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to guns80.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, guns80.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, guns80.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2-GUNS-80.
Let me share something with you, and this is the same thing that I told Tex Mars when he was on the show with me a few months ago. It's really important that everybody understands, okay, there are a lot of Jewish folks that are involved in this global conspiracy. I talked about this last hour. It always comes back down to this. But there are also a lot of Roman Catholics that are involved in it. And there are also a lot of, quote, Christians and Protestants that are involved in it. But the bottom line is none of these people are true Jews that believe the Torah. None of these people are true Catholics that believe the Bible or Christians that believe the Bible. It all goes back to the common denominator of these guys who want to dominate the planet. They're Luciferians. They're child pedophiles, they're weirdos, they go to Bohemian Grove. It doesn't matter what nationality or what religious preference that you came from or even know about. It's all about worshiping Lucifer and the one world order. We can't allow ourselves to basically segment and make it one person or one population that's doing this. It's not. There's enough of this evil to go around to blame pretty much everybody. We're going to go to Leo in Oregon. Leo in Oregon, you got a comment for a comment question for L.A. Marzulli.
Yes, I do have a statement, and you know, it says in Scripture that the people of the genetic covenant of the blood would fall off the olive. They would fall off the olive tree, and people of the spiritual, people that had faith in Christ, would be grafted on and become the house of Israel. So we're all supposed to be adopted into that through faith in Christ. But the number one tool of our enemy, Lucifer, has been and always will be government. And it's no accident that this country is so hugely blessed, and it's no accident that we have a Bill of Rights. And we have this tool that has been given to us. Many of the founding fathers of this nation were pastors. And, you know, the message that I hear in churches is only a part of the message. There's it's an incomplete message, and we need to use this blessing that we have here in this country. You know, if I were a betting man and I could say, what's the number one thing that makes Lucifer squirm? And I would have to say the two words, sovereign nation. And, you know, that's
the last thing. Leo, I appreciate what you're saying. Let me go. Yeah. I got a couple more phone calls we got to get to real quick. What do you say, L.A.? I agree with everything you just said.
Well, I mean, you know, look, the country was founded. We've got the Bill of Rights. We've got the Constitution. And in that respect, I agree with them.
Okay, let's go to John in Ohio. John in Ohio, go ahead.
Yes, I'd ask people to check on the Internet The Hidden History of Zionism by Ralph Schoenman, who's an anti-Zionist Jewish scholar. And he points out that this whole claim that Israel represents the Jews is exactly the opposite. The Zionist is not anti-Semitism, but Zionism actually collaborated with the Jews against the non-Zionist Jews because they were in the majority, vast majority at that time before they were brainwashed by the Israeli lobby and U.S. propaganda. And they went.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Michael in New York. I'm trying to get to these phone calls. Michael in New York, you got a comment or question for L.A. Marzulli?
Comment, and thank you very much. Here you go. United States, country without a king, just like the original Israel. Land of milk and honey. More so than the original land of Israel, where Jesus is our king, where original Israel, God was their king. In the Old Testament, God says many times through his prophets.
Okay, Michael, thank you so much for the phone call.
I really appreciate it.
L.A., I want to thank you for having me on, for being on with me today, for sharing the show with me. What an interesting show we've had today. L.A. Marzulli, go to the Power Hour and get his stuff and his material. L.A., closing comments.
Well, I just think that it says it very quickly, that Jesus returns to Jerusalem. So if these are not the Jews, then who the heck is there?
I guess we need to ask ourselves that question. Thank you guys so much. We'll see you next Tuesday. I'll be your host again next Tuesday for the Power Hour. God bless everyone. Thanks so much for having me on today. I appreciate the opportunity.
receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice.